A lot of people in life have never been told who they are. They've had negative voices playing over and over. You're not talented. You're not going to get married. You'll never get out of debt. You've come from the wrong family. As long as those voices are playing, it will keep you from your destiny. Maybe nobody told you who you are. Let me help you out. Almighty God says, you're a child of the Most High God. You are strong. You are talented. You are beautiful. You are wise. You are courageous. You have seeds of greatness. You can do all things through Christ. You didn't come from ordinary stock. You're a thoroughbred. You have winning in your DNA. You are destined to do great things. In the Old Testament, people understood the power of the bloodline more than we do today. God started the first covenant with a Jewish man named Abraham. Back in those days, if you weren't Jewish, you didn't have a right to God's blessings and favor. It was limited to one bloodline, the Jewish people. In Luke 13, Jesus saw a woman who had been bent over with the sickness for 18 years. He made an interesting statement. He said, "Should not this woman be loosed from this sickness, seeing that she is a daughter of Abraham?" He was saying, she comes from the right family. Healing is in her DNA. She has a right to be well. Jesus went over and made her whole. On another occasion, just the opposite happened. A Gentile woman came up and begged Jesus to heal her daughter. Jesus said, in effect, "I can't do it. You come from the wrong family." It didn't seem fair, but that's how powerful the bloodline was. In this case, though, despite her Gentile bloodline, Jesus marveled at the woman's faith and eventually healed the daughter. Here's the beauty. When Jesus died and rose again, he made a way for all people to come to him, both Jews and Gentiles. Galatians says, "If you're in Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise." Don't go through life believing the lies that you've come from the wrong family. Your mother was depressed, you'll always be depressed. Your dad was an alcoholic, you'll be an alcoholic. No, you've entered into a new bloodline. If God was standing before you today, he would say the same thing he said to that first lady. "Should not this man be free from this addiction, seeing that he is a son of Abraham? Should not this woman be healthy and whole, seeing that she is a daughter of Abraham?" Friend, you have a right to be blessed, to be free, to be healthy, to be happy, to be whole. It's in your DNA. Your natural bloodline may have some negative things in it, but the spiritual bloodline will always overpower your natural bloodline. The spiritual is greater than the natural. You may think, "I've got a lot of dysfunction in my family. I've got a lot coming against me." But your spiritual bloodline says you can overcome every obstacle. You can break every addiction. You can beat that sickness. You can take your family to a new level. Why? You come from the right bloodline. You have the DNA of a champion.